The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 6, Text number 28, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 29th, 2013, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hitva Yaksha Ishvara Purim Vanam Sagantikam Cha Tat Drumai Kama Dukhai Hridyam Chitra Maya Pala Shadhai Hitvaya Sheshvara Purim Vanang saugantikam chakrat Drumai kama dukhai hridyang Chittamaya palachadhai Hidvaya sheshvara puring Vanang saugantikam chatat My kama dukai hridyam Chittamaya palachadhai Hidva Passing over. So we'll do English and Hindi both. I'll say the English, you do the Hindi, and they can repeat in Hindi, English and Hindi both. Yaksha Ishvara, the Lord of the Yakshas, Kuvera. Purim, the abode. Vanam, the forest. Saugantikam. Name Saugantika. Cha and Tat that Drumai with trees. Kama dukhai, yielding desires. Hridyam, attractive. Chitra, variegated. Maya, flowers. Pala, fruits. Shadai, leaves. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Upa. While traveling, the demigods passed over the forest known as Saugantika, which is full of varieties of flowers, fruits, and desire trees. While passing over the forest, they also saw the regions of Yakshesvara. Purport. Yakshesvara is also known as Kuvera, and he is the treasurer of the demigods. In the descriptions of him in Vedic literature, it is stated that he is fabulously rich. It appears from these verses that Kailash is situated near the residential quarters of Kubeda. It is also stated here that the forest was full of desire trees. In Brahma Samhita, we learn about the desire tree which is found in the spiritual world, especially in Krishna Loka, the abode of Lord Krishna. We learn here that such desire trees are also found in Kailas, the residence of Lord Shiva, by the grace of Krishna. It thus appears that Kailas has a special significance. It is almost like the residence of Lord Krishna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapata Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Sabhaganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Landita Shri Vishakon Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Taline.
So, hearing about these opulent heavenly situations here within this material world, one may be attracted to want to go to the heavenly planets. But those who are actually enlightened will. But those who are actually enlightened in the science of the self, Atma Tattva, realize there is no position in this material world which is attractive. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 8, text number 16.
Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravarti norjana mamupechitukonteya punarjanmana vidyate.
From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest. All are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who takes to, who comes to my abode, he never takes birth again. So we should not become allured by the phantasmagoria of the heavenly planets. How long do they last anyway? You are sitting there breathing, aren't you? Everyone is sitting here and breathing, right? Incoming breath, outgoing breath. So what is the time duration between your outgoing breath and your incoming breath? That's how long the heavenly planets exist for, just that brief flash. You may say, but that's the breathing of Mahavishnu. I mean, his breath is much longer than my breath. But try to understand, time is relative. So actually it is very insignificant, even though the heavenly planets last for 311 trillion years,
If you see them in the perspective of eternity, it's just like that. You see. Even if by great penances and austerities you're able to achieve the heavenly planet, how long can you remain? Even if by great austerities and penances you can achieve the heavenly planets, how long you will remain there? Kindly note that the demigods are sometimes attacked by the demons in the heavenly planet. The heavenly planets is not a secure position. If you want a secure position, there is only one secure position. And that is at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, yeah. If you can get the shelter of Krishna, then you have no fear. What is our Prabhupada's name? A.C. Abhay Chadan. One who becomes fearless by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So if you want actual peace of mind, if you want actual happiness, then don't think of the heavenly planets. Simply think of Krishna's transcendental abode. And that transcendental abode of Krishna is present within your heart also. So you don't have to wait for death to go to Krishna. You can go to Krishna right now by the process known as bhakti. You can immediately come to Krishna. Premanjana chadita bhakti valochane na santaksadai vrhidayeshu valokayanti yang shamashundaram chintyagunasparupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Who is Shamsundar? Krishna himself. With inconceivable, innumerable attributes. Whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts. With the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. Would you like to see Krishna? Huh? Would you like to see Krishna?
Yes.
Jai. Brahmaji is telling us how to see Krishna. You simply have to anoint your eyes with the salve of love of God. That's so. It is called Prem Anjana. That's Anjana word in Sanskrit. It has come into English as the word Angamant, which is another word for ointment. So if you can take that salve of love of God, that ungavant, that anjana, and apply it to your eyes, then you will see Krishna. So how do you apply this?
This Prem Anjana to your eyes. This is an unusual type of Anjana. It's, you apply it through your ears. If you will take into your ears very deeply the transcendental description of Lord Krishna, that Shabda Brahma, that transcendental sound vibration, that will purify your vision. Actually, Krishna is already present. This is confirmed also in Brahma Samhita. Ekopyaso rachayatam jagadandakotim yachchakterasti jagadandachaya yaranta andantarasta paramanuchayantarastam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. He is an undifferentiated entity. As there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. There's no difference between Krishna and his potency. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. And he is present in his fullness in each and every atom that is scattered throughout all the universes at one and the same time. So it is not that Krishna is only partially present in the atoms. He is present in his fullness in every single atom. So if you want to connect with Krishna, you do not have to go very far, because Krishna is right here, right now, in his complete fullness. Prabhupada told one of my god sisters how to chant japa. He told her, when you chant japa, feel the presence of Krishna. That same Krishna who is giving his association to Srimati Radharani at every minute. Is fully willing to give his complete total association to you at every minute. So the difficulty is, we're more interested in sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is the difficulty. There's no problem from Krishna's side. The problem is from our side. We are not that much eager for pure bhakti. But if we can meditate on great personalities, such as His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, seeing such a personality who is fully immersed in pure bhakti 24 hours a day. This gives us enthusiasm. This gives us courage. This gives us strength. This gives us intelligence. This empowers us. to come to the point of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is so powerful that it brings Krishna under control. Therefore, Krishna does not give pure devotional service very easily. When one becomes the pure devotee, he becomes the controller of Krishna. It's like Yashoda Mata. She's chasing Krishna with a whipping stick. You see. Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna with a whipping stick.
So Mata Yashoda jo hai Bhagwan Krishna ko piche daura rahi hai khaat mein chali
gayi. Just see the amazing phenomenon.
Ye adbhut drishya hai.
The entire universe is afraid of Krishna. And Krishna is afraid of the whipping stick of Mother Yashoda. So that same position of being able to control Krishna like Yashoda Mai. That is achieved by the pure devotee of Krishna. So if we study the position of being a pure devotee, if we study what is the position of being a pure devotee, we will see that it is the greatest position. Greater even than being Kuvera, the treasure of the demigods. So there's no need to have any position in this world. I don't need to be Brahmaji. I don't need to be Lord Indra. I don't need to be a GBC or a temple president or a department head. I don't need any position in this material world. There's only one thing that I need, and that is pure bhakti. So one should strive for pure bhakti with intense dedication. That I must become the pure devotee of Krishna. There is no other endeavor. There is no other pursuit. There is no other pastime which is worth my time and energy. I should have one goal, and one goal only, and that is to become the pure devotee of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada wrote me a letter, and he told me this. He said, if you will engage yourself 24 hours a day in the service of Krishna with full dedication, Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will personally come to you and he'll answer every question you have. Was Prabhupada telling me that just to encourage me to be a devotee? Or was it absolutely true? What do you think?
It
couldn't really happen. He just started to encourage me to practice Krishna consciousness. Or it was absolutely true. What do you think? Was it absolutely true, or Prabhupada just trying to encourage me to practice Krishna consciousness? What do you think? What is your opinion? Absolutely true. Prabhupada doesn't give any hype to his disciples. It's absolutely a fact. that if you will serve Krishna 24 hours a day with full dedication of mind, Krishna will personally come to you as your intimate companion. I heard one lecture, Prabhupada said Krishna will eat with you, he'll talk with you, you can dance with Krishna, everything. Krishna will become your intimate friend. So all you have to do is become dedicated. All we have to do is to give up our attachment to lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Krishna is fully willing to give us every possible reward. He just wants to see that we're willing to surrender to Him fully. So we should not be foolish surrendering to Krishna a little bit. 10%, 20%, even 99% surrender is foolishness. There is only one position of intelligence, and that is 100% surrender to Krishna. So now we must become determined. I will give up Maya, and I will fully surrender to Krishna. One disciple, he told his spiritual master, Gurudev, I want to surrender to Krishna, but Maya won't let go of me. What can I do, Guru Maharaj? I'm helpless. Maya won't let go of me. How can I surrender? She won't let go of me. So Guru Maharaj, he went over to a tree. And he went like this. He said, tree, let go of me. He held on to the tree like this. He said, let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. So it is not that Maya is holding us. We are foolishly holding on to Maya. My dear Maya Devi, I love you, I love you, I love you. You see? So we have to give up hugging Maya Devi. There's only one thing we should hug. That is the lotus feet of Krishna. Manifested in the form, in this Kali Yuga, manifested in the most approachable form. Nama Avatar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, are there any questions? I passed around some papers. Does any questions? Here's a question. Now's your chance to ask questions anonymously. You can ask controversial questions if you want. Okay. How to get eagerness for bhakti? This question is a very good question. Because now we're very eager for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And we are not so eager for bhakti. So how do we take that eagerness for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending and transfer it to bhakti?
Bhakti
This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shushu shro shradadanya shavastate vakadarachi shan mahatsibhya vipa puna kirtana sevya. That if you serve those devotees who are pure, who have no motive for engaging in devotional service, if you serve those devotees who purely, simply want to purely give bhakti to the whole world, you see, then by such service you will get the taste for hearing about Krishna. You will get the taste for devotional service. So find those devotees who have no material motives. And we have many of them in this movement. There's so many devotees in this movement who are purely serving with no material motives, you see. So serve these devotees. And by this service, you will get that taste for pure bhakti. What is a dham aparadha? If you consider Vrindavan to be an ordinary place, to be a dirty Indian village, you are committing a dham aparadha. Certainly, on the surface, it appears to be a dirty Indian village. But you have to see beyond the curtain of Maya. This is the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. Krishna is residing here right now, engaged in his leelas. What is the proof? It is stated in the scripture. Vrindavanam prityaja napada ekam gacchati. Krishna never steps even one foot outside of Vrindavan Dham. In fact, this place where you're sitting right now, this is Ramanriti, the pleasure sands. Whose pleasure was it? Whose pleasure was it? And whose pleasure is it? Krishna and the cowherd boys are still engaged in their divine leela right here where we're sitting. You simply have to develop the pure eyes to see how Krishna's leelas are happening right here, this very minute. The next question. How can we avoid sinful activities during staying in Vrindavan? How to not commit sin while I'm in Vrindavan? How to avoid sin while I'm in Vrindavan? It's very simple. Always stay engaged in devotional service. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. So always be talking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, bowing down to Krishna, offering service to Krishna, offering prasadam to Krishna, cooking for Krishna, tasting the prasad of Krishna. In this way, become a transcendental madman in the mood of Lord Chaitanya. He was mad after Krishna. This become completely intoxicated with Krishna. There is no one more beautiful. There is no one more beautiful. There is no one more beautiful than Krishna. There is no one more famous than Krishna. There is no one more wealthy than Krishna. There is no one more powerful than Krishna. There is no one more renounced than Krishna. There is no one more knowledgeable than Krishna. So why would you want to associate with anybody else? Krishna is the best of everything. Nobody can compete with him. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So why should we be a fool to want anything other than pure bhakti at every minute? Only an idiot would want something other than pure bhakti at every minute. So in this way, with this understanding, always engage in Krishna consciousness. In this way, you can be 24 hours a day fully devoted to Krishna. And when Krishna sees, oh, this devotee, just see how this devotee is serving me with so much love and devotion. Now I will reveal myself to this devotee. Actually, the devotee prays. He wants to see Krishna. Kadachit kalindi tatavipina sangi takkalavo mudabari nadi badanna kamalas vadamadupa ramasham vuma ramara pratikandasharjita pado jagannatha swami nayana patagami bhava tume. That Lord Jagannath, he is Krishna himself. That Lord Jagannath, he is Vrindavan Krishna. This verse describes, you know, those big eyes of Jagannath. You know what Jagannath Krishna uses those eyes for? There's so many beautiful young girls in Vraj. Beautiful young gopi girls in the prime of their youth. Each gopi girl is just like a flower, a blooming flower. So Jagannath's eyes, they are like bumblebee going around and gathering honey from every single gopi's face. Subscribe. And then when he's not looking, then he's not gathering honey from the lotus faces of the gopi girls, then he plays a loud concert with his flute on the banks and the groves on the bank of the Jamuna. So the devotee, he's very eager to have that darshan, you see. He's very, very eager to have that darshan of Krishna. When one has that darshan of Krishna, he will forget everything of this material world. One gopi girl, she had that darshan. And she realized, now I've lost all attachment. Now I don't care a fig for society, friendship and love. So she warned one of her other gopi girlfriends. This gopi who had seen Krishna and who had lost all attachment to all things of this world, she warned her gopi girlfriend. She gave warning to her. Smedan bangi traya parchitam sachivishtir nadrishtim vangshinista vishilam ujjalam trandakena govendakam haritanamitaha keshi tirtabakante ma prakshishastavayadi sake bandhus tangisti rangaha. My dear gopi girlfriend, If you have any attachment from society, friendship and love in this world, then don't you dare go to the bank of the Jamuna tonight. Because if you go down to Keshighat tonight, you will see this beautiful boy, Govinda. He's putting his flute to his lips, which are like newly blossomed twigs. Newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body bending in three places is shining very brightly in the moonlight. So don't you go there, don't you go there, don't you go there. We don't want to take that gopi's advice. We don't want to take her advice. We don't want to take that gopi's advice. We want to go and see that Krishna standing at Keshighat in the beautiful moonlight, moonlit night of the Sharad season, with the wonderful Jamuna flowing by, and lotus flowers everywhere, peacocks, that we want to see. And that Krishna you will see if you give your heart fully to Krishna. You will personally be able to see Krishna. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. So let's see, here's another question. Does this 100% devotion to Lord Krishna mean that we should quit all our social duties in this material world and get engaged ourselves in Lord Krishna's devotion? Should I quit my job and move into the ashram? That's what they're asking. Does it mean I should give up my material duties and just live in Vrindavan in the ashram? Should I give up my job, give up my family? What are they asking? What does it mean? You have to see that Krishna is present everywhere. And you have to see that everything is the property of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he remained in his social position as a family man, as a magistrate in Jagannath Puri. He maintained his position. He was working a job for the British government, while at the same time he was a Mahabhagavat Uttama Adhikari, working a job. But he said, now I'm not working to maintain my household. I am working to maintain Krishna's household. So if you will see everything is the property of Krishna and engage everything in the service of Krishna, doesn't matter, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, it does not matter. And now, here's the last question. You mentioned about becoming GVC, your temple president. Can someone become GVC, your temple president, on his own, only when his authority select him by the arrangement of Krishna? Can you do it on your own, or it has to be arranged? That's the question. Actually, you can volunteer to be temple president. If there's a vacancy, you can volunteer for the position if you want. There's no harm. Just like in our Austin temple many years ago, Prabhupada had told me, make the Austin Center a grand success. And then our temple president says, we're going to close the center. and just travel and preach. But I was thinking, well, how can I serve Prabhupada's order if the temple is closed? So I volunteered to Prabhupada, well, if they want to close the temple, I'll stay here and I'll be willing to be the president to keep it open. Did Prabhupada criticize me for wanting to be, for offering to be the temple president? No, he was very, very pleased. He was very pleased with me. That I was willing to stay there and keep the temple going. Even if they all left, I'm willing to stay there and keep the temple going. So if there's a vacancy and you'd like to take the position for the service to your guru and to Prabhupada, you can volunteer. There's no harm. Prabhupada liked to see devotees who were enthusiastic to take responsibility. Okay, we'll stop here and we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I have some fowler garlands. Anyone like a garland? Come up.